guest analyst this afternoon, Nathan Losey with Ag Resource Company. Nathan, kind of a quiet two-sided market again today.
Yeah, it's it seems like we just had one, but we have another USDA report this week, and I don't expect a whole lot out of the report. April WASDs are, you know, usually pretty uneventful. I think, again, the main numbers will be the South American production figures. But nevertheless, the market always gets a little nervous ahead of those reports. And so that's kind of, like you said, giving us more balanced two-sided trade here at the start of the week.
Where do we go? Just to watch weather once we get past that report then?
Yeah, and of course, I suppose it's weather and the start of the planting season. But you know, for right now, it looks like it's too early to decide whether it's going to be early or late planting. It looks like everything's going to be normal right now. And then, of course, once we get into May, it's going to be the focus on the new crop balance sheets. But as far as market drivers right now, it's. There isn't a whole lot out there. Not a lot of news. I mean, we continue to see slow exports, but that's been expected and priced in. And, I think it's focused on South American crops still. We're kind of in this period of the year where there's not a lot of news and nothing to really drive prices up or down. And we could be heading for a couple weeks of just wide-ranging trade.
Yep. How about livestock? What's going on there?
Well, livestock, you know, we have a pretty good story in the hog market as far as, you know, that demand related and looking at cash prices. We see, the cutouts, $13 to $14 higher than a year ago. And the cash hog index is, somewhere around $10 or $12 higher than a year ago. And, that's all a combination of better domestic demand, better export demand. Everything in the hog market, unlike a year ago, we were kind of going the other way about this time of year. Things are looking pretty good. And so, typically we put highs in the hog market somewhere between, the last half of June and the last half of July. And so I expect we do that. And so that's all been supportive. And cattle, of course, it's still the market's responding to the bird flu issues and trying to figure out what all of it means and where the low is.
Anything else we should be aware of or talking about?
No, it's pretty quiet in all these. I mean, the exception of cattle going down and hogs going up, the grain markets, it's kind of a dead period right here, trying to get through this last WASDE report before we start planting crops. And of course, then the question is going to be, did farmers decide to change their crop rotation significantly? Those debates take place every year, no matter what, and this year won't be any different. So,
Ag Resource Company market analyst Nathan Losey.